Well, welcome everyone to the monthly Global Water Healing Meditation. My name is Mary Getten, and I will be your hostess today. And this is a call we have every first Friday of the month. We have been doing this since 2014, and we're going to continue it for as long as possible to send loving, healing energy to the waters of this planet. If you want to check out all of the past recordings, are on the website. It's globalwaterhealing.org. So anytime you have a chance to do some water healing, you can go to the website. There's over 100 meditations there, and you can just pick and choose to your heart's content. So before we get started today, I have one special request. As we are in the meditation and sending healing energy to the waters, I would like you to keep a very special dolphin friend of mine in mind for a little extra healing. His name is Donnie. He's an ambassador dolphin that is wild and free, lives around France, and he was injured this past week. And so he could just use a little support. So when we're in the meditation, if you think of a dolphin or a bottlenose dolphin pops in, that could be him or a representation for you to direct some healing energy to sweet Donnie. All right. So I'm really excited to have someone new here today. We have Rebecca Berry. And she's an author and a live storyteller and artist and a professionally trained intuitive coach. And her work has been on the Moth Radio Hour, TEDx, Asbury Park, and in numerous national publications, including the New York Times, Book Review, O Magazine, and they've also been featured on NPR, and she was a co-creator and executive director of the Green Living magazine, Fresh Dirt Ithaca. So Rebecca has spent a year channeling whale messages and is currently putting them into a collection. And she also has over 20 years of experience in yoga, intuitive, and mystical studies. So she has a really strong affinity to water, and she often works with whale and dolphin energy in her intuitive and healing sessions. So I'm really excited to have you here, Rebecca, and see what you've got for us today.
Thanks. I'm excited to see what I have for us, too. Now, are you getting
yeah,
an echo?
I'm getting a really Yeah. Let me just see something here. Huh. I'm going to try muting you, and then you try unmuting yourself again, okay?
Okay, yep. Okay, how is that now? Okay, now how is it? Oh, there's still an echo.
Are you on your cell phone?
I am. Should I hang up and call back in?
Yeah, why don't you do that?
Okay.
Oh, this is a problem here with the conference call because I did not need that. So. Dang.
Mary, you might want to mute themselves.
Yeah.
That everybody mute themselves on their own platform.
Yeah, everybody could try that. Why don't everybody try muting themselves either on their phone or their computer?
Sorry, sir.
My dog didn't like that.
Did you try star 5 to mute options? Yeah. Oh, I just saw something.
Can you hear me now?
Okay.
Mary, can you hear me now? Yep.
Yeah, but hold on. I'm going to go ahead and mute everybody, and then you unmute yourself.
Okay. Okay, how is it now?
It's fine. Yeah, I don't know. There was some sort of blip here at the free conference call because I noticed that. Anyway.
Okay.
Anyway, well, there we go. Your first time leading the meditation, and we had a technology issue, which is, you know, something we deal with every day, don't we?
Yep. I guess my nerves are very powerful.
Well,
but they're gone
so good. All right, Rebecca. It's
okay, well,
on you
gosh.
Now. I'm going to mute myself, and we'll talk to you at the end.
Okay, great. Well, hello everybody, and thank you so much for having me. It's amazing to be on this call with all these magical people. I have a long-standing practice of singing to the water, so I'm going to open the meditation with a chant that I learned when I was studying Lakshmi. I'm not a Hindu by practice, but I did study Lakshmi for many years, and I learned this chant. Lakshmi is the goddess of prosperity, but she also oversees the joy and abundance and glory of the earth. And so I see her really linked with the beauty of the ocean. So I'm just going to open with a chant, and then we'll go from there. Mahalakshmi Chavidmahe Vishnupadnyai Chadimahi Tanno Lakshmi Prachodayat. Mahalakshmi Chavidmahe Vishnupadnyai Chadimahi Tanno Lakshmi Prachodayat. Mahalakshmi Chavidmahe Vishnupadnyai Chadimahi Tanno Lakshmi Prachodayat. And now you can take a few deep breaths. In through the nose, just a deep breath from the bottom of your belly. Hold it for a second. And then release. And let's all do that together 3 times. As you release your breath, just let everything go and relax. And now envision yourself, along with everyone in this call. I'm seeing us all in a beautiful cove. You may have been here before. Some of you have been here before. It's a beautiful cove with tall cliffs and white sand. And we're all standing on that beach, and the water is lapping gently at the beach, and you can sort of feel it and see it. And let that sound
that beautiful sound sink into you. There's so much joy with all of us gathering here at this cove. And as you stand here looking at the water, you're just going to ground your feet into the sand. Ground your feet into Mama Earth. And look at the sea. And with your heart's eye, envision the oceans and all the animals in the oceans and all the life, the vast, magnificent life in the ocean. Witness it as it is. And as you do this, you might start to see and feel strife and pain. You can see where animals are hurting or the water is stuck, and allow that. Right now, we're being called to just look at the water as it is and witness any suffering or any pain with respect and love and an open heart. And you can just witness this beautiful ocean in all of her glory and all of her struggles, and just say, I see you. I respect you. I love you. I'm sorry. Or whatever words come to mind for you, that's what's coming to mind for me. Whatever words, again, you're witnessing with your heart, so whatever words come are fine, and it might just be a feeling. And as you're doing this, let the power of that sink in, just witnessing and accepting where we are on the planet now with the water. And now the water, the ocean, is looking back at you and witnessing and respecting with love your pain and your struggles, and where the water in you is caught or suffering. And she says to you, I see you. I respect you, you beautiful spirit who's chosen to have these experiences. I love you. And we're going to sit in this acceptance of where things are and witnessing experience. I'm going to be quiet for a minute. I'm just going to let you have this private experience, but we're all having it with the water, where we are witnessing and respecting and loving each other so much. And I'm seeing, as everybody's doing this, I'm seeing beautiful light like a figure eight going between each person on this call in the water, just circling around and around like a figure eight around us and each person in whatever form the water is taking. And from this loving state of accepting what is, you're now going to notice that there is some movement in the water. And actually, we're all going to get in. Time to get into the water. So now we're just diving in. Everybody's diving in. And you will see, as you go in, coming towards you, a water guide. Whatever water guide is, it is for you. Some of them might be whales or dolphins. Some of you might be seeing mythical creatures. Take your imagination very seriously. Whatever you're seeing, that's your guide. And you're just going to join hands or jump on the back of or just join together with this guide. And we're now going to go into the ocean and dive under the waves and go deep. And we're swimming. We can breathe. This is all perfectly safe. a lot of joy in this reunion. I feel like a lot of you have seen these guides before. It's really wonderful. So now we're going to start going down and down and down, deep, deep into the depths of the ocean where it's quiet. And this part of the ocean is so deep and sacred, there's no human noise. It's a place that is very private and very free of any of the surface movement and noise. And we are going to enter this place with deep reverence, because it's not very often that many humans, especially even in spirit form, are allowed down here. So everyone just enter with like great reverence for this opportunity. And as you come in with your guide, it's very, very quiet, inky, velvety, beautiful and soft and still. And allow yourself to find a place in a circle and settle in. Your guide is next to you. And we are all going to just feel the deep, beautiful stillness of this place. It's like being in the womb of the planet in a way. And so just let yourself sink into the stillness and the peace of this place. Let that really sink into your body and let it live in your heart. Let feel it in your heart. And all the openings and the openings and peace that that stillness brings. And as that peace fills your heart, you can start to kind of look around again with your heart's eye. And you may notice that in the stillness, there's actually a little bit of movement. It's the movement that's in the space between molecules. It's the movement that's in the quiet. It's sort of the sweet noise that's in silence. It's quiet, it's very subtle, but it's very useful and joyful. Just notice that and start to feel it. And this peaceful joy from being in this still place is going to radiate out from you and from everyone in the circle. And we're sending all of that, that renewal, that peace out into the ocean. And we're being invited to join hands and let that energy flow through each other, collecting power. And then that peace is going out into the ocean, encircling anything that's suffering, giving it hope, giving it renewal, giving it life. And this is a place in the ocean where memory lives. And you are now being called, each person in this group, to remember. Some vision is going to come to you, some idea, some word. It is a memory of what your power is, your unique ability, what you can give to the water to help heal it. everyone in this group has come here with the power to help heal the water. So remember, your soul knows. What is it? And now offer it. Offer it more. Let it shoot out from your heart. More. And let yourself know that this is being received and that it is so helpful. And feel the rejoicing that is out there, something, some molecule, some animal, some gust of wind is receiving this beautiful gift that you're giving. And let it be received and feel the joy of having something that you can offer be received with so much joy and gratitude and delight, and dance in that. Now the whales are kind of like, okay, now everybody settle down. So then come back to your seated position. And again, we're holding hands or whatever, paws, whatever, flippers, whatever you're connected to. We're just going to squeeze each other and with love and acceptance. And gratitude for this opportunity to give back to the water, to recognize it, to love it. And then we're all going to get back together with our guides. Swim back. You may find yourself back. Some of you want to linger in the water, and that's fine. Do it. And when you're ready, you can sort of climb back on the beach, shake yourself off. And just sit for a moment, whether you're still in the water or you're on the beach, just allow the beauty of what just happened to sink into you. You just know that what you do really matters. And that the water in us is always singing to the water in the ocean, to other water, to the water in other people's bodies, to the waters in the creeks, always singing to other water. And as you move through the world and as you go through your day from here, remember that you can always look at any water, whether it's in the body of a person or a body of water, and witness what they're going through and how it's suffering with respect, and see it and respect it, and also see their beautiful light. And you can say that with your heart to any body of water you come across. I see you. I see your suffering. I respect it. I also see your magnificent light. And now I invite you to open your eyes, wiggle your toes and your fingers, and come on back.
Thank you, Rebecca.
Oh, you're welcome. My pleasure.
That was lovely.
good. Yeah, sorry, my voice was a little shaky in the beginning. I don't know what happened with the singing. I usually am much stronger, but I guess I was nervous. Sorry about that.
It took me to a very sweet place, the singing. Yeah.
Oh, good. Oh, good.
It. Yeah.
Oh, fabulous.
And I wanted to share with you when we were all in the big circle, you know, under the water, I was seeing, oh, gosh, all kinds of belugas and narwhal. And
oh, I'm getting
chilled. I had a harbor seal who came to get me.
Oh, my God.
But I was just seeing this circle of, you know, just like almost every kind of marine mammal there is.
Oh, that's
really
wonderful.
Cool.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
really
stillness is so interesting because it's very, when you sink into stillness, it's so active. I'm always blown away by that. Whenever I get really still, I'm sort of like, wow, there's a lot of movement in this. It's so interesting to me. I can't really explain it, but that's just the truth that I've come across.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. I'd never really looked at it quite that way. But, yeah, it was very interesting experience.
Oh, good.
Is there somebody here who would like to share something with Rebecca or ask a question? You can *6 to unmute yourself and tell us your name. Often it takes time for people to come back.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, this is Shay. I unmuted on the numbers, but I didn't unmute my phone. Can you hear me?
Yeah
we can hear you.
Hi
Shay.
Okay, great. Hi. So, Rebecca, what I really love that you started us with observing with loving allowance, observing what is, and just being with that and witnessing that. That's so powerful. So thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome. That was straight from the stars. I mean, I was guided to do that yesterday. They were like, okay, here's how you start. Don't forget to start here.
Yeah, exactly. Start with current reality. And that was powerful. The guide that came to me was a seahorse.
Oh,
yeah.
So that was really special. That was really special. And just the whole experience, I feel I'm sitting now in my new home on my lanai looking out at the ocean in the distance, and it's very peaceful where I live. So being in that stillness and the fullness within that is definitely reflected in my environment. I just feel really soft and rich and gentle. It was beautiful. It was beautiful. Thank you so much, Rebecca, for the skip today. And thank you, Mary.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you for coming and adding your energy. I saw your seahorse.
Oh, did you?
That's why I was like, some of you are going to have mythical creatures.
Yeah, you know, I, for the longest time, I didn't know that they really existed. And when I saw my first physical, I'm like, oh my gosh, they're real. They really exist.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Thank you, Rebecca. Thanks, everybody.
My pleasure. Thanks. Thank you.
Thanks, Shay. Is there somebody else?
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Hi. My name is Marijke, and I'm sitting here in the front of a lake in the Netherlands, and also very peaceful. The sun is going down, and so I expected it to be really quiet, but what came was a really big water dragon. a mythical creature, and I was dancing around in the room the whole time.
You were.
it was very flowy and moving. So so unexpected and so wonderful. Thank you so much.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much for dancing. I could feel that too. I was like, oh, this is so beautiful. There was so much joy in sharing peace. It was really beautiful. I could see that. So thank you for that movement. It was really fun to be around it.
Thanks.
Great. Is there somebody else who'd like to share?
Hi, this is Linda. I had my guru dolphin come, who I met at one of the cetacean summits, and his name's Oliver.
So he came, but that's my cat's name.
What was that you said?
I said that's my cat's name, and he's sitting here too, Oliver.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
But often with these meditations, I just zonk out and I'm gone, and you know, I'm obviously participating, but I don't remember anything. And this time, although I didn't zonk out, I went, "Oh, she's finished," and it was like it was 5 minutes, but we were almost half an hour, and it was. So obviously, even though I didn't feel I zonked out, I was there doing something.
Oh yeah, very much so. That's wonderful. I love it when people zonk out. That means that they're really fully, you know, that means the mind isn't in the way. So the spirit is just at work. That's wonderful. I bet you were doing a lot of healing.
Yeah, and I was thinking about Donnie as well. I sent him some energy for his.
Oh, good.
What's he got, a hook in his mouth, Mary, or what is it he's got?
I think so. It looks like he's a big slice from the corner of his mouth down, you know, through his.
Yeah, I mean, you sent that photo, and it looked like he might still have a fish hook or something in his mouth.
Yeah, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Frederick couldn't see it.
Yeah. Mm.
Okay. Yeah.
I did put him on a healing network.
Good.
So, yeah. So thank you for that. You know, it didn't feel like I zonked out, but everything went by so quickly, who knows?
Great. Thanks, Linda.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there somebody else?
Hi, Rebecca. This is Mark in Phoenix.
Hi, Mark.
First, the chant at the beginning was awesome. Very beautiful. Totally, I felt like a baby being, you know, rocked to sleep. I did, in fact, zonk out like Linda did, eventually. But when you opened with the, you know, white sands. I've been over the months, I've been gradually building my imaginary meditation lagoon, my own little paradise. And suddenly my lagoon, my beach had divine light sand, pure white divine light sand, which I've been getting attracted to divine light, but it's an amorphous sort of thing, you know, it's more conceptual in my mind. But suddenly my meditation lagoon now has microcrystalline pure white divine light sand on the beach.
Oh, how beautiful.
Glowing sand, beach, and it just totally took my lagoon up a huge notch.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So, I mean, thank you so much for that, and I'm going to have to go back and you know, re-listen to the meditation later when Mary gets it up on the site, because I went into a very happy little place. Where I was out.
good. That's so exciting. I'm so happy to hear that. That's beautiful. Thank
yeah.
you.
And that's why we put them up on the website so that people can go yeah. back and do it again, especially if they need to zonk out.
happy little zone out. Thank you so much.
Oh, my gosh, my pleasure. Thank you.
I will have it up on the website maybe today, actually. Yeah, but for
Great.
Sure by the end of the weekend.
Great.
Is there anybody else who'd like to say something before we close up the call?
Hi, this is Sarita.
Hi.
Can you hear me? Hi, Rebecca.
Yes.
Thank you for
Hi.
The... Well, thank you for the chanting. Is this for Lakshmi, right?
Yes, yes. Did I butcher it? I hope I didn't butcher it. I learned that chant a long time ago in an ashram, and I've been singing it forever, but I'm always a little shy to sing it, you know, in public.
Yes, she's. I really connect with her, and she really, you know, God is very beautiful.
Yeah, me too.
And all the fun, all the joy, and music and dance.
Yeah.
And as soon as you chant that, the ogres have show up, invite me to swim with the ogre. And,
really? That's beautiful.
And we swim together all the way deep to the bottom of the oceans, and I saw a beautiful purple blue light being. It beaming to us and invite us to go into the tunnel under the oceans, and we all follow the light, go all the way in to inside. It's just like a beautiful, all the sea, you know, live sea in the bottoms, and we all swim circle.
Mm-hmm.
And I really enjoy the stillness because it is so much love. The
yeah.
love that I feel from that being, from all of us. And we just, me and the August, we just kind of swim back and forth all together. Pray with each other, share the love and light. And, you know, the light will shine above, and we can see all the color and dancing below us at the bottom of the oceans. It's just so beautiful. Thank you. I just don't want to talk because I still want to be there. I don't want to come back out.
Well, go back again. Go back again. Go back anytime. I know. That is that place is just so full of love. That's the movement, and the stillness is the love. And that is such a, to me, such an amazing thing to feel. It's really, there's no words for it, really. So thank
right.
you for being there with us.
Thank you, Rebecca. Thank you, Mary. This is my first time call here, and I'm so
oh,
enjoyed.
Oh, great.
Well, welcome, welcome.
We hope you'll be back.
I will.
Okay. Anybody else here want to say something quick?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
This is Beth L. from Cincinnati, Ohio. And back in March, I was able to travel with Ann Gordon to the migration of the gray whales in San Ignacio Laguna, Baja, Mexico. And we got to touch and love on the gray whales down there, and it was very transformative.
Wow.
And while I was there, I brought with me these 8 little rose quartz hearts, and I deposited them. I had blessed them, and I had deposited them all over the Sea of Cortez and the lagoon down there. So just now during this meditation, I was able to reactivate those crystals and send the loving energy and the Reiki to all those crystals that I had spread throughout there.
Cool. cool.
And also, mm-hmm. yeah, it was so beautiful. And in the midst of that, this little red octopus came up to me and gave me its love, named Ollie. So that was very special. So I just want to thank you for holding these calls every month. This is probably my third or fourth one, and it's mm-hmm. so special. So thank you.
Great. Thank you. It's great that you're here. And, you know, what I love about these calls is every month is completely different. And so we're all getting opportunities to, you know, experience different ways of healing and, you know, things you can take with you and do at any time on your own as well. So, yeah, great. Well,
yeah, I really love
this. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I just really love the way everyone's experience is their own. You know, I love so much that, you know, I can always feel in the meditation. It's interesting to lead it because when I lead it, I feel more of what other people are doing than when I'm following. And it's always so cool to me to hear how people make each one their own, and yet there's a unity in everybody's experience in some ways. It's really cool. And it's so interesting to me that there are three Olivers, my cat, the Linda's spirit dolphin,
mm-hmm.
or dolphin guru, and then Ollie the octopus. So that's really cool to me.
I just wanted to add something to that, yeah, because I noticed, Joe, the three Olivers. And when
yeah.
at the cetacean summit, I said, oh, my guru dolphin's name is Oliver. And somebody said to me, oh, all of her. And I went, oh. I thought that was an interesting observation.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Wow.
Cool. Beautiful.
Oh, that's great. Well, thank you so much, Rebecca. It was a wonderful meditation. I'm so happy you agreed to do it. And for sure, I will ask you again to come back in the future.
Great.
It was great to have you here. And anyone who's interested, Rebecca's website is rebeccaberry.net. So
yeah.
you can check out her other things, her offerings there. And
thank you.
Yeah. So I will get this up on the website today. And what I'm going to do right now, yes? Okay. Is unmute everyone and we can all say goodbye together. Hold on.
Big love to all.
Bye, everyone.
Aloha.
Bye.
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 So beautiful. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you. Bye, David. Bye, Jennifer.
Bye, Mary. Bye, Rebecca. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.